are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Every gainfully employed adult in America faces unrelenting information and communication overload. How did this come to be?
Capitalism, in a word. Capitalism is the best economic system on earth. It's highly imperfect, it's got its problems, but I wouldn't trade it for anything else. But in a capitalist system, think for a second. Everyone wants to have a leg up on the competition. Everyone wants to have the latest and greatest in terms of equipment, product and service offering, and so on. So take computer manufacturers. The first thing they do when they develop a computer is try to give it as many functions and capabilities as they possibly can. The same with their software, the same with cell phone manufacturers, the same with iPod producers. In other words, go right down the line and discuss every single type of equipment and software that's come out in the last 10, 15 years that enhances information flow, communication flow, and right away you begin to see that we are in a race among manufacturers and vendors to get quality products out to the populace, to up the score and be better than your competitor. And so we have people who are on their fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth cell phone. We have people who have one, two, three, four, five different email accounts. We have people who used to be content with 30, 40 television channels, and now they have 400, 450. And so in every realm you can mention, our capabilities for receiving information, for sending information, are enhanced. Nobody planned this. It's not some mass conspiracy. It's just the way society unfolded.
How do people handle this? How do they make their lives more productive and less wasteful?
One of the first things you have to understand is that no one, and I mean no one, is coming to help you. You can't turn to your parents. You can barely turn to your peers. There aren't a lot of speakers or authors really discussing this in meaningful ways that will enable you to have a grasp on how to take control of your day, your week, your month, your year, and your career. One of the first things we want to do is recognize that you need to get off of lists. Zine lists, mailing lists, every kind of list. Every time you're bombarded with some new update or reminder that you don't really need, contributes to the overall glut of information you're facing all the time. Second thing we need to acknowledge is the importance of doing one thing at a time, focusing our attention on one task at a time. Very difficult message to deliver to contemporary America and the rest of the Western or industrialized world, because every single cue and clue that they receive on a daily basis says, push me, click me, take me on, you can handle it, multitask, do many things at once. What happens is people develop this mindset that says, unless I am a one-man band, unless I am engaging in multiple activities at a time, somehow I'm deficient, or somehow I'm going to fall behind, or somehow I'm not going to keep pace, I'm not going to be competitive. Pretty soon what happens is you train yourself to believe that you need to continually multitask or you're going to fall behind.
Why can't someone just pick up a book or attend a seminar to cure this ill?
Well, they do get the questions answered when they pick up one of my books or attend one of my seminars, but in general, the answer to your question is this. The phenomenon itself is moving too fast. By the time somebody...
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.